Our study today comes from Galatians chapter 1, and I'll read verses 6 and 7. Paul writing to the church in Galatia. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. As a Christian evangelist, I've seen it more times than I can count. There are groups with strange beliefs derived from twisting the scriptures. They hide in the shadows until the day I leave town. They don't have the courage or the decency to go out and hold a public meeting. Instead, they wait for the birth of new Christians at evangelistic meetings, and as soon as the preacher pulls out of town, they start inviting people over to their houses. At first, it seems friendly enough, but then they start pulling out strange-looking books that twist the plain sense of the Bible, and they start to sow the seeds of doubt in brand-new believers' minds. According to the Bible, it's a problem as old as the Christian church itself. After Paul raised up a brand-new church in Galatia, the cult group started moving in, making subtle suggestions to the new believers. It happened so quickly that even Paul seemed surprised. He said, I marvel that you are turning away so soon. You know, I'm guessing the angels were probably marveling too. Take a look at the history of Israel, and it seems pretty incredible just how short an amount of time passes between a great spiritual conquest, like the parting of the Red Sea, and a great spiritual defeat, like Israel whining in the desert about how God had abandoned them to certain death. It seems to be a very human problem. We have selective memories that quickly block out biblical truth and refocus us on anything other than God. It's a strong indication that someone is trying to keep you from discovering God in the first place and keep you from clinging to God after you find Him. You see, God does not remove your ability to choose the moment you choose a relationship with Him. And the powers of darkness try to exploit that to the uttermost. They won't come in and deny God outright. Instead, they'll present you with variations on the gospel. They'll attempt to make unimportant things your focus and try to knock you off your balance. And that's why the Bible is so open and honest about the conditions found in the early church. I suppose the New Testament could have been written as a rah-rah piece for the early Christian church, but each of the letters presented to the churches identifies very real problems for our benefit. You see, even though the devil gets an A for effort, he really gets an F for originality, because the problems that erupted in the early church are exactly the same ones we face today. And that means we don't have to face the world unarmed. The Bible identifies the problems, and if we stick with what the Bible says and read it prayerfully and widely and in its entirety, we'll quickly identify a lie when it comes along, and we'll stick with what God gave us in the first place, a better way to live.